Okay, Shalom Uvrach, everyone. Shavua Tov. Hope everyone had an inspiring Sukkos and an uplifting Simchas Torah. Obviously, it wasn't as usual. Simchas Torah HaKafos, the level of Achdus, definitely was palpable, but not necessarily tangible. As with the situation right now, what we're dealing with in the world. But Simchas Torah is very, very powerful as we go from finishing the Torah until, right, again, Hadron Aluch, returning and starting up again. And here we are in Parshas Bereishis. This week is actually, for this shiur, it's actually a pretty big milestone. It's the end, but it's the beginning, but it's sort of the end. As Baruch Hashem, this is we're going to be completing an entire year of shiurim and chaburas a la parsha as we started last year at the beginning of Chorovzman, Parshas Noach. We didn't start with Parshas Bereishis. Ironically, the first parsha in the Torah is that which we're finishing with. So it's a tremendous milestone. Again, A, for everyone who stuck it out the entire year, week in, week out. Tremendous shout out to Effie Klein, who did a very, very good job in terms of posting all the shiurim who can't hear it live. It's definitely a shout out well deserved. And it's just like a Musar Haskel that really the message is that a small shiur once a week, 35 minutes builds, week after week, and you look back in the notes, you look back in the recorded shiurim, dozens of pages and dozens of shiurim. And again, the spread of Torah and the spread of the light, again, taking something that's so small and realizing that it's much bigger. And it's definitely Hodu Hashem Kitov Kilum Chazdos Ayom Hashem Nagidlo V'Nismechavo. That's exactly what I want to speak about, actually. It worked out very nicely. Parshas Bereishis. I want to discuss how things... Sometimes are much bigger than people realize, right? There's the famous song that says it's a small world after all. These ideas, I think, are one of the main messages. It's not a small world after all. It's not as small as you think. There's a lot of small things that people do have a much greater effect and things that might just seem stam actually can are a big deal. So let's get started. So the first idea in Bereishis, I don't know, Lavdafka, we're going to go in particular order, but we'll see what we got here. So right after man is created, Adam Chava, they have children, Cain and Hevel. We know the first brother rivalry, the competition of the carbon, and ultimately Cain kills Hevel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at Cain. And he tells him in Parak Dalet Pasuk Yud Vayomer Melasisa Kol Demei Achicha Tzarkim Elai Min Adama. Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, "What have you done? Right, the voice of your brother's bloods now are going to cry are crying out to me from the ground. Right, Hevel's now dead." And it's sort of like your fault, Cain. So why did you do this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking Cain. I want to be medayik in terms of one of the words that actually says in that pasuk when it speaks about the blood of your brother. Demei achicha. It doesn't say dam achicha as in terms of lashon yachin in singular. Rather, it says lashon berabim. Demei achicha. Your brother's bloods in a plural language. So what exactly is pshat there? So Rashi is already medayik that it says that demei achicha dam v'dam damo v'dam zarosav, that not only was Cain responsible for the blood of Hevel, but he was also responsible for the blood of all of Hevel's future descendants. And Rashi got this from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph, that speaks about this sugya. And then the Gemara learns out from here also that they learn out a couple dinim that what? That Shekola Ma'abe Nefesh Achas Mi'Israel Ma'alav Akasav Kilo Ibe Ola Mali. Everyone who destroys a soul from Klal Yisrael, it's as if he's destroying the entire world. And the other way around, Shekola Ma'akayim Nefesh Achas Mi'Israel Ma'alav Akasav Kilo Kayim Ola Mali. Right? Again, also, it works both ways. A person who saves a soul, a person who helps another yid. It's not just a small local thing. Rather, globally, he's making a real change. And again, you hear about making these global changes, and it's the truth is it's very, very hard to actually understand Pashat Pshat in the Gemara that says like that again one soul, you know, they were equating one neshama to the entire world. But again, when you make a certain cheshbon, right? Practically, if a person makes a world observation, let's say the world right now has somewhere between the population of the world right now is I think between 7 and 8 billion, something like that, and that all came from Shais, right? In terms of the lineage. So when you think about it, in retrospect, it's sort of like the murder, the killing of Hevel was sort of like we sort of lost 7 billion, more people that you know potentially could have passed this world, you know, whatever, however big you think this world is, it could have been, you know, double that if it wasn't for this small act. So with this mindset, now we understand how big is this thing in terms of, you know, murdering one Jew, can potentially be costly, not only short term but primarily in the long term effects, as again you're sort of cutting off any future descendants and future offspring. But we can ask, again, it's very, very hard for us to relate to this Maimar Chazal about killing and this and that. For a yid, it's usher to kill, right? Where the Isser Ritzicha, it's one of the big three. You're not allowed to. So, again, is the super Lamaisa? Maybe it is based on the following Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chavches Amad Beis, Chavches Amad Aleph, the famous Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Gadol HaDor of his generation. And on his deathbed, his talmidim came and they said, "This is, you know, the Neri Yisrael might be parting from us." And then he started to cry, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and the pshat is why he was crying is that he was misupuk if he didn't know what was going to be with him in the next world. He was scared to make it to the Olam Hamas and the yeshiva. He was scared to sit before the yeshiva Shalmala. But still, many people ask on this. Like, again, he was really nervous. He was really scared. He was the Gadol HaDor. They referred to him as Ner Yisrael, the light of Israel, the one that spread the Torah to all over. Sort of Elia Lapian, that's all it says, as follows: that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was always weighing out his actions. Every action he did, he was cheshboning out. And again, in case if he slightly messed up, right, he says Lamashal that it's easy to appease a king, right? A regular king in this world, you know, okay, you made a mistake, you can bribe him, get out of it. But in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din is strong and victorious. And it's it. That's it, right? We just went to Yom Neran, right? It's a big deal because HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding what exactly is going to be what exactly is going to be for us. So now he explains as follows: Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw his talmidim. True, he taught a lot of Torah. But he was nervous that maybe he didn't necessarily treat every Talmud exactly with 100% full respect. You know, he maybe he didn't relate to every Talmud, you know, in the best way possible, and that could have sort of damaged that Talmud, and Ki'ilu could have sort of, you know, killed him. And again, okay, so he had, so let's say 999 of his Talmidim were good at 1,000 Talmidim. But again, we understand this idea of this Gemara Sanhedrin that again, it's, you're not just ruining one neshama. He was potentially ruining, you know, all the generations for to come. So therefore he was very very misupik if he was going to go into Gan Eden or not, if he was make the Gan Eden or not, and then, right, therefore he started crying. So too by us, right? We need to understand, this is the way we got to be with our friends, with our neighbors. We don't understand exactly. We don't understand the koach of every single person in the world. Day in and day out. It's very right. We don't know exactly what can we do to others. What kochos do we have? What strengths do we have to inspire others, or again, chas v'sham, to damage others? So we need to be very very sensitive, and we need to look at the bigger picture. It's not just your small action; it's the effects of every action. So I've got idea number one. Idea number two. We start speaking about the generations. We start speaking between Adam and Noach, right? Perek Hey, Pasuk Aleph. The Pasuk says as follows: Zeh Sefer told us Adam beyom. Right? Zeh Sefer told us Adam. This is the account. This is the book of the descendants of Adam, and there's a diuk that. That a lot of the Rishonim jump on, and they say, yeah, what's the Pshat? Zeh Sefer told us Adam. Should just say Zeh told us Adam. These are the descendants, these are the generations of Adam. What's the Pshat in Sefer? So comments the Ramban al-Torah says that what's the Pshat in Sefer? It says the Ramban, Lefi dati yirmoz l'kol ha-Torah. It's referring to all the Torah, right? Ki kol ha-Torah kula Sefer told us Adam. Right, so that's why we say safer, as opposed to, let's say, Eila told us B'nai Shema, as opposed to the guy, and so we have to sort of explain this as follows, that most of the world they live, right, again, meaning the chilik is that there's the Olam HaTorah, right, the Sefer Torah, the people that abide by the Torah, and the people that don't, and then the rest of the world that don't abide by the Torah. And what does this mean? This means as follows, that most of the world they live in, they conduct their lives in a reckless and a hefker way. They're not really paying attention, as opposed to people that learn Torah. They're much more organized. They're much more set. And that's exactly the pshat in the end of the pasuk, that they're sort of representing the dmus elokim, right? The tzelem elokim, representing God. Right, we know the Rabbah Hilchos Deis Parakei Alach Aleph speaks and defines what does it mean to be a Talmud Chacham. He writes that it requires you to be very very organized, very very set, not just in your learning but the way you conduct life, and that's also the yisod of again being connected to the Sefer Torah, being connected to the Olam HaTorah, Sorry about that. Just take a quick break for something. So, we're in the middle of discussing this mahalach, right? The Ramban's diak. The Ramban's diak speaking about. Why does it say safer? Right, we said safer because safer represents right kol haTorah kula, and that's the pshat in Demus Elokim at the end of the pasuk in Parakei. Parakei Pasuk Aleph, right? We spoke about the chilik between the rest of the world who isn't in the sefer, right? They're living a life, let's say, you know, without not being careful and just living a hefker life, as opposed to the Olam HaTorah, right? Someone that learns Torah, the people that are part of these part of this list that really set up the Olam HaTorah for us, they're much more organized and clear, and that's what Demus Elokim is, and that's who we are. Right, us as Talmidei Chachamim, the Rambam writes in the Chosdeus, right? We just mentioned, Perek Halacha Aleph, he defines and he goes and he describes what does it mean to be a Talmud Chacham. And the common theme is that it really goes on Arichas about being organized, again, inside the Beis Medrash and outside the Beis Medrash, about, again, being Mesudah. And again, this is the yisod for Limud HaTorah. This is the yisod of, again, being part of the Sefer, being part of the Doros, being part of the Olam HaTorah. Because if you're not only learning Torah, but if you're connected to the Olam HaTorah, it provides a certain protection from sins and the Yetzirah. As we've quoted many times, the famous Gemara and Kedusha Daf Lamed Beis, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Barasi Yetzirah of Barasi Torah Tavlin. Right, I created the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is out there, but I also created a remedy. I created a cure. There's a way to beat the Yetzirah. There's a way. There's a certain treatment. It's called Limud HaTorah. And now, just to deepen this idea, also again about the Yesod of being part of the Olam HaTorah and being connected to the Torah Kedosha, especially early on in the year. Right here, Sefer Bereishis, a new beginning. Rav Yeruchim Levavitz, the former Mashgiach of Mir, says this, we have a concept like this in Parshas Matos. Right, in Parshas Matos, we hear about the halachos of Nedarim, as we mentioned several months ago. And it's a certain chiddush, right, this concept of Nedarim, that we're able to asr things up on ourselves based on Dibor. It's sort of working just like the Torah Kedosha, that the Torah writes something, and the Torah says that this is asr for us. And so too, we're sort of connecting to the Torah, we're sort of doing something, right, that's similar to the Torah, right? The Torah causes us to act a certain way. It causes us to act like the way of the Derech HaTorah, again, and be inspired by the Derech HaTorah in a very, very positive way. And again, just a small ha'ara, as we said, again, we just celebrated Simchas Torah, and we're right now, starting fresh. It's a new year, it's a new zman, definitely Chorov zman. It's a new year in terms of the cycle of the parshas, right? Now is the time to get involved in the Olam HaTorah, right? Again, if you weren't involved at all, try to jump in. Try to do a small limud here, a small limud there. If you've been involved, get involved more. Extra stardom, right? For guys learning in yeshiva, again, it's not just about your stardom. Between bein hazdarim, chapalimid here, chapalimid there. People that can't learn at all, just get involved in the Olam HaTorah. Sometimes might not be about learning, right? We've mentioned many times about being machzik Torah, right? Doing your part in the chelik of Torah to strengthen the limud HaTorah, right? That's the Gemara, the famous Gemara in Yuma. That Pevav Meralev says, Ashrei Aviv Shalamdo Torah VaAshrei Rabo Shalamdo Torah. Right, praiseworthy is the father that taught him Torah, and also praiseworthy is the Rebbe that taught him Torah. Again, both didn't teach them, but again, the people that facilitate the thing, and the people that make it possible to learn, and the people that make it possible for us to be mesudar and organized and find the way of the Derech HaTorah, those are the people that are really part of the pillars of Yom HaTorah. Ad kan idea number two. Idea number three, with this we'll finish. We know that Bereishis speaks about the creation of the world, and on the fourth day, the fourth day, right? Again, even though we heard about light and dark on day one, we still have these other things, right? The stars, the sun, the moon, on day four, and the pasuk says in Perek Avlif, pasuk Tazayin, right? Vayas Elokim Eshnei Beurs Hagdolim Vesamora Gadol Mishal Seyav Vesamora Katan Mishal Spalayim Vesakochavim. All right, so the pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created two big lights. One large light is for the sun, right? Sorry, excuse me, it's for the daytime, which aka is the sun, and the smaller light, again, which is still massive, is meant for the night, which is aka the moon, and also the stars. So if you notice in the pasuk, again, it's the stars plus two great large lights. So again, on a pshat level, this can't be kipshuto in terms of what does it mean gedol large, because the Radak and the Malbim point out that these stars are much bigger than the moon. People might say, "Oh, what about right?" This again, it didn't science, even though you knew science. If you look at the sky, you can clearly see a white circle or a white sliver, depending what time of the year, what time of the month is. It's much bigger than these small, tiny stars. No, the pshat is that stars are further away from Earth. The moon is much closer, so therefore it appears larger. But in terms of mass and volume and size and circumference, stars are much, much more are larger in size than the moon. Now, just to deepen this idea about the great lights, we have to understand, right? Rav Soloveitchik explains this also another yisod in terms of sun, in science, how to relate to the sun and the moon. The sun, the light that it gives off, is its own independent source of light. Right? The sun is bright. You say orange, yellow, whatever. It's bright and it gives off light. The moon has light, but it's not its own independent source of light. The moon's light, the light of the moon, comes from a reflection of the sun. And so says Rav Soloveitchik. My Kesher, Sir Soloveitchik, just like we speak, which is sort of comes back to the previous idea about the Olam HaTorah, people getting involved in Limud HaTorah. Just like a Yid, a kid, a boy, a baby boy that's born, he has a bris milah. We say, what do we say? We say, Zeh Katan Gadol Yiyeh. This small one should be great, he should be large, he should go from small to big. What's the pshat? The pshat says of salvation. Like right now, he's small. He's still learning. He's still he's going to be in his early stages. We want him to grow up. But in the beginning, obviously, we know he's not. It's hard to independently grow, right? He's going to get. He needs the help from the son, from the bigger ones, from his parents, from his rebbeim. But we pray, right? Again, he has a small light. But we pray that his aura should ultimately become his own independent source of life, right? He should be the aura gadol, right? He should turn to the sun, he should be its own independent source of light and positivity. And again, once he gets that own independent source of light, he's supposed to share that off and enlighten others, right? People start as the moon, they become the sun, but the cycle continues. If you're a sun, if you're your own independent source of light, you also have to spread the light as well. So too by us, again, it's a new year. It's a new year. A lot of people have a lot of kochos. People don't realize how great their kochos are. People think they're very small. Again, I understand the anava or shtark, but still, it's important to remember. Yeah, every single yid has in the shaman side of him that's on fire. We just have to recognize the light that we have, and if we recognize the light that we have, ultimately this year we'll be able to inspire others, use our own light to enlighten others who either don't have as much light as we do, or who have unfortunately yet to discover the light that they have inside of them. So I wish everyone again a gesunte winter. Again, everyone should have much hatzlacha. This was a remarkable year, remarkable accomplishment that week in and week out this holy chevra apply themselves and again apply the messages that we learned together into our own lives. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Yeshukach.